This is, I guess, unpopular opinions part two, I want to say, because we kind of had a popular opinions part one
Part two.
before. Welcome to the Super Loners podcast. I am your host, Val, your favorite super loner. And the bestest super loner isn't here today because she is sick. So I have new super loners to come join me as my
Just the
co-host
repeat.
today. So Elena's sick. Which is not fun, but the show must carry on as this is the last episode of the season. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's going on
Best
Spirit
start.
Live. I don't know. We'll probably do like other podcasts just for fun that will be on our Twitch account, which is where we kind of stream all our podcasts to begin with. Twitch.tv/superloners, exactly what the podcast name is. Haley,
Big plugs.
Hi.
would you like to take it away? This is your second episode here on the
Oh yeah,
podcast.
no, I'm a reoccurring
Reoccurring
theme here.
guest.
A
And
reoccurring
then
guest is the word. Oh
we got
yeah.
Eddie.
Hi.
Eddie's a new guest. And then we got
Hello.
Connor.
Hi.
Connor's in Euphoria, guys. If you didn't know, Connor is like one of the
I'm
best
one of the
characters in
actors.
Yeah,
Euphoria.
he's
His
one of
name
the
is
actors
Ethan on
in
the
Euphoria.
show.
That's so cool.
That's a joke, but you know, we call Connor Ethan. So if you
No, it's
get that
not.
visual representation in your brain, that's exactly what Connor looks
You didn't need to tell them that.
They look
You could have
the
just edited it at I'm in Euphoria.
They look very similar.
Just disrespect them a little bit more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Let's get started, shall we? 'Cause I'm pretty tired, so.
First time around, we did unpopular food opinions. Now we're just going into the whole deal, the
The
whole
whole
unpopular
unpopular
opinions.
opinions.
Okay, so I'm just gonna scroll through this list and pick out one that catches my eye.
It's
Okay.
cool.
Okay, starting off with a very, very controversial one so far.
Oh
Not
no.
controversial, but
Oh no.
Androids are better phones than Apple. They're better made,
I'm
and
gonna
everything
cry.
about them is better, is what this says. What do
False.
you guys?
False.
Incorrect.
False.
What
False.
do you
Wait, what did you say? Can
mean?
you repeat that one more time?
That androids are better than iPhones, like quality-wise.
In every way is what she said.
False.
No, I agree to an extent. I think Androids have more features and sometimes better cameras, at least for the money. But the thing is, I wouldn't use any of those features. I don't care. For a normal person, iPhone is just so much more convenient.
It's so much more simple, I feel like.
iPhone is convenient and
Yeah.
also it's just made for user like the UI is user friendly and it's
Exactly,
made to be that way.
Yeah, I feel like
And
Android
also
is not at all.
Apple has like its own ecosystem,
Love
and
the Apple
the
ecosystem.
more compatible items you buy from Apple, the more value you get out of all the items.
Oh yeah, really taking your money
Yeah, but
in.
this, I don't know. The thing that irks me about Apple is that like you have to buy the specific things just to have your like items work. Like if I break my charger, I'm gonna go out and buy the newer phones. Like they're getting rid of the headphone jack. They're getting rid of like everything. So you have to buy like, oh, I have to buy the Apple Bluetooth headphones and everything. It's like, come on now. Just keep the jack and everything. It doesn't have to be like this super complicated, like, oh, I have to buy this new special charger and this new special headphone set. Like, it irks me. They're making
Or
so much
just
money off of
I have
it.
to drop my phone. I don't know if you
go
guys
on, just go wireless.
heard that. Honestly, I've
Just go.
had like no headphone jack for like 5 years now, right? I think it's
Like it
since the
seems
iPhone X came
inconvenient
out.
when you have wires, but just have being wireless, regardless of if your phone has the jack or not,
It's
is
just
just a lot
better.
more convenient.
It's better.
Yeah, it's just way
And I've
better.
gotten used to the fact that I can't plug headphones into my phone and I don't care. And maybe
I
that's
don't even,
because I
yeah.
have AirPods, but it's really not like inconvenient when I can't necessarily plug in like an aux cord.
That's it though.
That's
Yeah,
the
you have
only thing is
wireless,
if the
but
aux cord is like a proper aux cord. Because in my car, all I have to do is plug in like a charger and it goes to Apple CarPlay. Like that's how things are now. You don't need like the aux specifically to play your music.
so
Hand
mostly it's
over
just
the
Haley
helm.
gotta get with the times.
Yeah, I
No,
mean, to
bro.
be
No, no,
fair,
no, no,
I
no. I've
did
had an
think
iPhone
Haley
forever.
Haley, you
was an
were
Android
basically an
user
Android
for the
user. You
longest
didn't
time,
actually.
guys.
Stop.
You have an iPhone, but you're talking mad Android.
No, I'm
Exactly.
not.
And you wonder why I thought you were an Android user before.
No. Listen,
Yeah,
listen,
because
listen.
I genuinely
Haley
thought
acts
so
like a
too.
grandmother.
Like, it was like one of them.
I was like, so Sean, I'm just FaceTiming. I'm like,
I'm playing devil's advocate, guys. I love iPhone and their iPhone stuff.
No, you're just technologically inept.
No, you sound like a great iPhone fan.
Oh my. You know what?
New iPhone.
Something about Samsung that I didn't know, but my grandma told me, because we bought her a Samsung, is they don't have the automatic time change. Like, you know when it, like, springs forward and falls back? You have to change that yourself, which is, like...
Really?
Yeah, no, that's stupid.
I swear to God they had it. They really don't?
No, it depends what phone she has.
Actually? Because
when you say Android, that encompasses, like, if you get a Samsung, it might do it for you, or a Huawei.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, something like an LG or something, it probably won't.
No, it was a Samsung.
Really? Yeah, because my nana used to have a Samsung, too. But she kind of destroyed it. Like, she didn't drop it, but she got so many viruses on it that it was, like, unusable.
you can't really get viruses on an Apple, can
It's
you?
Really hard to. Wait,
because Apple, like, restricts you to what Apple deems appropriate for its OS.
Yeah.
Which is a double-edged sword, because on one hand, you pretty much can't get viruses, but if you want, like, for example, to crack Spotify or something, you also can't. Unless you jailbreak your phone, which is an entire process.
I remember when I was younger, I wanted to do that to my phone. My first phone I ever had, I was like, I want to jailbreak it. I want this. I want that. And then, like, all my friends are like, oh, yeah, I got you. I'll do it for you. Don't worry. And I always was like, okay. Yeah. And then it never happened.
If you don't know how to do it, you will probably torture phone, though.
I know.
Yeah. So. No, I had, like, so many friends who had, like, jailbroken phones. And their entire, like, what is it? Like, a home screen? It looks so goofy. It had, like, really tiny apps, and I was like, man, this is what you want? This is what the goal is? This looks stupid. This looks stupid as hell. Okay, let's look through the next one. Okay, this was the first one on the list.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Vegetables are better than fruit. Which...
Vegetables are better than fruit. Mm.
But, like, that's the thing. They're good in different ways, but I would say I like more vegetables.
I feel like you can do a lot more with vegetables.
Yeah, you can cook them. But if we're talking alone, definitely fruit.
Yeah.
We're just like, I'm not going to go downstairs and grab a cucumber.
We're just talking taste, definitely fruit.
I would say vegetables, because you could do more with them.
That's just because you'd be in the crib eating whole tomatoes, bro. Actually, not even tomatoes.
That's a fruit, bro.
Not many vegetables.
Yeah. Oh my god, tomato is a fruit.
Just plain.
So technically,
radishes.
I love radishes.
Okay, yeah. I love them. Haley's a vegetable person. I'm a fruit person.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts. Oh my god, don't even. I don't want to.
I mean, there was a point where I would literally eat, like, I would cut up a pepper and just eat it like that as a snack.
Like a bell pepper?
Yeah. Like, I would cut it up and just eat it.
Ooh, what?
Need some help.
Yeah. No, not anymore. I have acid reflux now. I can't do that.
And it was like those keto people who make, like, sandwiches and they replace the bread with
like, no dip, no nothing. Pepper. Like, I'm saying, like, I would probably, if I could, I would probably eat a bell pepper like an apple.
Oh, bro. I can't talk shit, but I would never.
You eat pepper, fennel seeds. And you eat radishes raw.
Oh, bro, they're so good. They're so good.
See, like, listen. Yeah, you can't say anything about me. You're
I know I can't, You're not but allowed. That's just how I was. I'm not gonna say that's how I was brought up, because my parents didn't make me, like, eat raw vegetables.
Feed you, like, radishes and fennel seeds.
Just makes you sound like a no.
No, I love, because the thing with, like, vegetables is they can be used in so many different ways. It's like, yeah, you can have them, like, a refreshing way where it's, like, I don't know, like, a salad or something. Or just eating them raw. And then, yeah, no, I'm saying, like, it tastes good raw. It tastes good cooked. Like, there's so many things you can do with...
What vegetables taste good raw?
Pepper.
Radish.
Green beans.
No.
Radishes, broccoli.
Broccoli? No.
Broccoli.
No,
no. Tomato.
Broccoli tastes like straight up plastic. No. You cannot tell me otherwise.
What kind of... You're just eating bad broccoli then.
The ones you get on the fucking tray.
The tray? I'm talking about broccoli, not tray broccoli.
And that's still broccoli.
No, it's been sitting in a plastic container, bro.
That doesn't make it less broccoli.
But that's still broccoli.
Yeah, no, but like...
You're telling me, you get like a whole head of broccoli and you just chop it up and you eat it.
Yeah.
No, that's like straight plastic.
No.
Straight plastic. Like, no dip.
It's not even like chewable. It's literally rubber.
Thank you. Rubber.
Are you guys okay? Okay, another unpopular opinion that isn't on this list. Ranch is like, ugh, no. Like with raw vegetables and people like just scoop up the ranch and then they put it in there. No, can't.
See, I hate it. Just a ranch hater.
Ranch is fine. It's just if you not put the
broccoli.
It on
don't put it on things. Broccoli.
Raw yeah.
No, I don't like ranch.
Like ranch and like carrots. Delicious. Delicious. A staple.
I'm not a big carrot fan. No.
Then how can you say you're a vegetable eater and not eat carrots?
Like, not raw, no.
You prefer maybe carrots I'd cooked? Aww.
Nah, raw carrots, bro.
No, you're joking. You're joking.
Cooked,
you're
like
telling
baby
me you prefer a cooked carrot over a raw carrot.
Cooked carrots just taste no. like baby food, dog.
Facts! Okay, that's kind of facts!
No, like, what are you guys cooking? How you are you
eat
like...
radish, you eat radishes, dog. Your opinion is already invalid.
Nah, 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 nah.
You mean the crib eat
like, shut up, radishes like
orange. Fennel seed enthusiast.
Literally.
I'm being the group's punching bag.
Well, yeah, the three of us agree that what you're saying no. is nonsense and we are correct.
No, no. Okay. Oh, I like this one. I just read it and I want to spark this conversation.
Okay, go
they should
it.
Stop breeding pugs and pugs should not exist.
What did the pugs do to you?
Bro, they can't fucking breathe. They were literally bred out. Listen. Pause. They were bred out. Shut up! They were bred out because they saw one dog one day with like with his skull like pushed into his face and they're like, that's a cute dog. So they kept on breeding and inbreeding the pugs so that all the pugs have like their nostrils like in their skull. And now all pugs have trouble breathing. They overheat. They're just like suffering all the time. Why are we still breeding pugs?
I'm they not should a stop. Pug enthusiast, but I didn't know it
you,
was like.
Yeah, why are you like so like deep into this topic?
I mean, I don't love or really hate pugs. I just, you know, they're
like,
cute.
I'm not saying like kill all pugs. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying stop breeding them out.
So
like,
you're killing future pugs.
No.
Yeah, Haley's killing future pugs.
Yeah, no. This every single in, person who Haley is was killing used a condom is a pugs. Mass murderer. You are a, no. I'm saying just don't impregnate pugs.
Damn.
You're saying it like we're actively doing.
No. Yeah, guys, stop.
Stop no, impregnating I'm saying, your pugs.
Oh my god.
No, I'm saying like it's they're like they should just stop making them.
Stop
producing
pugs.
Them.
Stop,
just
stop making pugs, guys.
Bro, it's not like, guys, like you gotta stop.
It's not like a video game you can just pull off the shelf.
Yeah, no. Like,
all right, guys, time to discontinue pugs. Like, no.
No, yeah, exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
Exactly. Oh, wait, oh, I'm no. reading some of these, and I know saying them out loud will...
Somebody we'll clip start, it. Somebody get ready to clip it.
No. Not like in a bad, not like in a I'm getting canceled way, but like I'm gonna say it and then you guys are gonna be like, no, die, you suck.
Then watermelon say, you sucks. Have to say that, you have to say it, you have to say it.
Watermelon sucks. It's so bad. It's not good.
Are you agreeing with it or is that what you're
yeah.
reading?
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with it.
I hate you.
It's so bad.
Okay,
it's
no. I think there's a time and place for watermelon.
Yeah. You will
yeah,
only eat watermelon when it's a hot day.
Yes.
And there's
yes.
nothing.
That's not no.
I only eat radishes when I hate myself. What's your point? Golly, like
no.
Okay. Wait. Okay, Haley, what do you think about watermelon like flavored stuff?
Not good.
Oh no. You're okay. No. Now I can't agree. Human. I think that what like okay. Did you ever have double bubble like watermelon gum?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good.
I'm thinking like watermelon Jolly Rancher right now. Not a good flavor.
That's
like
good.
I'll eat it if there's nothing else
flavor.
To have. No other flavor of Jolly Rancher. I'll be like. I'll have a watermelon Jolly Rancher, but out of all of them, the worst one. Watermelon's not good. It just doesn't. It's like I don't even want to think about it.
You
every time
really dislike
I
watermelon
see people
knowledge.
Like no, like every time I see people like pull up with watermelon, I just there's no scenario in which I'll be like yeah,
no, like,
I'll have
okay,
that watermelon.
You're telling me like if you went to like a park and like there's like a picnic that you're not gonna have like some nice freshly cut crispy cold watermelon.
If there's fine dining, bro.
If there's nothing else,
then I will have the watermelon. If there's literally anything else, I'll have anything else.
Do you guys have a Brussels sprouts on that plate? Like, no, bro. Pick up a watermelon, bro.
No, like, there are so many better fruits. Like, bring, like, a mango out. Bring, like, something, anything else out.
Oh, my God.
Like, bring out a pineapple.
What the hell did watermelon do to you, man?
It's actually watery.
Have you not had like a good watermelon though? Because I will admit, sometimes watermelon
sometimes it's sandy.
Yeah, like it's really grainy.
Oh, like grainy? Yeah, no. Sometimes watermelon's good. If it's like really crunchy.
Yeah, the crispy, sweet.
Crisp.
That's what we're talking about.
Crispy, sweet watermelon. Like,
maybe you just have a skewed perception.
I don't think you're picking the right watermelon.
Watermelon is okay. It's okay, but there I would never go out of my way to eat watermelon.
We changed our mind.
There we go. Good job, guys. Congratulations. I'm proud of you guys.
We're making progress.
We're making progress. Okay, bring us our next topic. What else we got?
Okay, let's see. Oh no, some of these are goofy.
I like goofy ones.
Okay, this one I don't necessarily. Okay, this one says the beach isn't a fun place to go. It's sandy and dirty.
Said by someone with no friends.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, you have like, nobody to go with. You go with your family.
Okay, people who go to the beach and with my family
sit there on a towel.
Because you have people to go with. But I'd never go to the beach by myself.
No, yeah, I could like never go like just me. I think I might have a relaxing day at the beach, bro. I would leave like 20 minutes and not even.
Mm-hmm. But like going to the beach
along like the boardwalk, but that's it.
Mm. But like, okay, the sand.
I like the tan though.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can't because I've got like a sun allergy. So. Okay.
Yeah. Technically, I'm also allergic to the sun, but we're not gonna talk about that.
Yeah. No, I usually don't go out in the summer, but if it's. Yeah, all Italians are allergic to the sun. Heard it here first, guys.
Listen, okay.
Super Loners podcast.
Italians
hate the sun.
Why are we hating on Italians? Guys,
I love Italians.
I know, I'm right here. I know you love me.
I wish they were real.
Eh.
What is this, Italy what is this real. Nonsense? I wish Italians were real. They were Australians. True. I wish they were talking real.
But all I heard just then was wham wham prega. So I don't know what you're saying.
Well, well, prego.
What is your obsession with prego and Italians?
What's yours?
I mean, you guys made it.
Prego. What are you on?
Y'all made prego and questioning why it exists. Like, what do you mean?
It's acidic. What I'm saying, bro. There's horrible taste. It's not nice.
You made it.
I did not make prego. A fake Italian did. There's a difference.
Valerie invented.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
You heard it here first, folks.
Guys, no. Don't have that.
The creator of
Prego.
Somebody quote that.
Quote it.
Please don't.
This one's interesting because, okay. It says PDA isn't weird. It's actually. Now,
it depends a lot.
It depends on how much you're going.
Mm-hmm. It actually, no, it depends where, honestly.
Where,
it depends on level and how many people.
Making out titty in hand is not acceptable.
No, okay, that's where you're crossing the line.
Yeah,
but like, but it also depends where. Hold a little hug, a little kiss.
No, like if I see like,
however, if you're doing it in a place where you're expecting people not to show up, then it's just like bad luck, you know. Like, it's not like you want people to see you. It's just someone happened to see, which is acceptable. Like, in that case, I wouldn't be like, get a room. Just, damn, I wish I got a room and stayed home, you know?
No, but I'm thinking, like, if, like, I'm out at a party, right? It's, like, loud music or whatever. And then I see, like, people, like... Oh god, I didn't mean that.
I'm sorry,
okay.
That was disrespectful.
Oh, wow.
PTSD.
Oh. Everyone has PTSD from that day, don't we?
Bro.
Luckily, Jesus. I wasn't there.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm happy I wasn't there.
No. I'm not. Anyways, no, I'm saying, like, if, like, a lot of people around, not in someone's living room. Sorry.
Oh.
Yikes.
Ooh.
Like, you're at a club or something, and you see, like, two people, like, making out in a corner. I'm not gonna be like, ew, gross, don't do that. Because, like, I don't know, like, people are out, people are having fun. But if I'm, oh god, I have a story about this. If I'm trying to get to my locker, and you're leaned up against it, and you're like, caressing your girlfriend, bro, I will be so pissed. That happened to me for like 3 months straight.
Three months straight,
the guy who had his locker not beside mine, like five down from mine, always managed to be leaning up right against mine with his girlfriend, and they would just be like on top of each other. And I was too much of a like to go up to them and be like, hey, can I get to my locker? So I'd actually just walk away. And
don't ask out the way.
Yeah, no, it was, oh god.
Luckily, like, Elena and I didn't go to high school together. I wonder how that would have gone.
I don't want to.
We're not too bad. It's more like because Elena.
You guys are
very
bad in front of me.
Yeah, but that's just because it's you. It's, but that's not.
Damn.
Wow. Elena is comfortable with you.
It's just because you're going to be alone, so like we don't really care.
Okay, no one was talking about me being alone, but okay, Eddie. Thanks for bringing up the fact
what
that I'm alone.
What was Val talking about then? What was Val talking about then?
No, Val was talking about how, like, they're just comfortable around me, and I get mad at them because they're, like, couple-y.
Where did we get to the topic of Haley's gonna be alone?
Okay, no. Stop. Let's not talk about it. I'm talking about, like,
I mean, even if I'm comfortable with someone, I wouldn't just start, like,
no.
We don't, like, start making out and getting naked in front of Haley. That's
not
how it works. We give each other a little
smooch.
We do, like, a little butt tap.
No. Like, I'm thinking, like,
that's disgusting.
Oh, wow.
Like, all three of us on, like, a big bed, and then they're, like, cuddling, and I'm sitting beside them. Like, I don't care, but, like, if it's
okay, that so, Haley, I did on purpose. That I wanted to see your reaction. That I won't lie.
If,
but
if
would that have
anything
been the entire night? Yes.
Oh god.
Wow.
Oh god. Thank god you weren't there. Thank god. Bro, just like in the middle of like, I don't want to say it on the pot. Cut it out. In the middle of sleeping, I'm like, like creak. God, I would end my life.
Dude,
like,
is that not how it was, like, though, with the other two that were there?
No.
No,
no, it was not.
Oh.
It was not like, if they ever, I would kick them out. They would not be allowed back in. They would have to find another hotel
Lick
room.
With it. You can get away.
Oh my god.
If no one's
so
in the room,
funny.
Fine. I swear to god, I would have lost it if I had ever been. See, like, the thing with PDA is, like, sometimes people get upset when, like, a couple's, like, holding hands or, like, hugging.
Oh, no. Okay, that's fine,
that's,
though. That's, like, subtle, like, sweet PDA. Like, that's not even PDA at that point. That's, just, you know, being.
Yeah, I mean,
a,
it is.
It's
public
it
displays of affection, yeah.
It's still PDA, but it's tolerable.
Yeah, no,
tolerable.
It's mild.
Ooh,
and, like, people kissing, like, I don't care, but there's a time and
there.
A place, you know?
That's fine.
I'm not gonna sit there and be like, ew, gross! But if they are doing something that's ew and gross, then I will say it's ew and gross. Okay, wait, next
one. Let's do one more topic and then we'll end it there.
Oh, freak. There's no good
Pick
ones.
Your favorite one.
Okay. This one's a little. Money can buy happiness. To an extent.
To an
say.
Extent,
yeah.
I agree. Like, it will make you happy for a limited time, but it won't make you happy forever.
It. Yeah. Like, it doesn't provide happiness, but it can make you happy.
Yeah,
like
you
can
wanna,
buy
you
things
want
that
a
make
PC?
You happy.
You can buy yourself a PC and you're happy, but you're not going to be happy forever.
Yeah.
You'd be content
true.
In the moment, and then you'll be like, well,
but
now I have it.
True.
Oh, well.
Not a real happiness, like real long-term happiness, money cannot.
No, yeah, I agree.
I would say otherwise, because money can buy a lot of things. Like, I'm thinking not materialistic things, but just money in general. Like, you could save someone's life with money. You could change people's lives with money. And, like, it's the one thing that makes us do the things that we do, right?
Yeah, that's actually
I wouldn't go to school or, like, get a job that I don't like
if I had
all
money
the money
already.
In the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. It's, like, the driver for everything. And it's like people who say,
wait, what are you talking about? Wait, repeat that.
What was I talking about? I'm saying, like, like people get jobs, do most of the stuff they do so that they can get money, you know?
Sure. A majority of the time,
obviously,
not
everything you do is based on getting doubloons, right? But I mean, like, unless you're going out to like live in the wilderness, you need the doubloons. So to an extent, it can buy you.
No. I don't know if it's buying happiness, though. No. That's the thing.
Because if you're not talking about materialistic things, the only other thing money can really do for you is just having a lot of money, and the thought of having a lot of money can make you happy. But other than that, like...
No, it's to provide security.
Yeah.
You could also be like, happy with not without having money.
I mean,
you're right. I don't think any amount of money would have made me any more happy than from dying. Just now in this game.
Besides, I don't know.
No, but like
when you start really chasing, no amount of numbers gonna really suffice.
I think there's a middle ground.
I think like there's the hypothetical situation you could like I guess apply it to.
If you spend your life chasing bread, that number is just gonna keep. There's no end to that number.
I'm not chasing bread. I'm chasing security. I'm chasing the thought of like not needing to worry about if my cards are gonna decline.
Then go live in Texas and pay like $2 for everything.
Well, yeah, but that's still money.
Yeah. I would say
still
like
revolves around the idea of having money.
I could be happy without security.
I think I could too. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I feel like
I think anyone who says money doesn't
it
provide
adds
happiness
that amount
is
of stress.
No. It can provide happiness, but it can't buy it. Because buying something means that you just like own it and you just be able to hold
I can
on.
See
you
where
can still buy happiness.
No, that's why I changed it to rent it. Because you can just buy things that make you happy. And you have the security of knowing I have money. So I can be happy without having to worry about certain things. But ultimately, being happy isn't about what you own or what you can buy or what money can do for you. It's just about how you look at life, you know? You could be a homeless dude with no security at all.
Yeah, we're not saying that money is the sole reason people live happy lives. I'm saying that it can buy happiness.
It's like one of the...
Okay, but at the same time,
having a nice family, having a good financial standpoint.
Okay, no,
but then that's just... kind of deal.
No, but then that's just a cop-out because lollipops make me happy. Fucking sandwiches make me happy.
Yeah.
Okay, like, what the fuck? But you can buy those with money.
What? Yeah. So you're buying things that make you happy.
You can buy things
but
that make you happy.
Exactly.
Money is not going to make
you
happy. You're not going to buy happiness.
It's just temporarily. The things money can buy make you
happy.
Are
temporary.
It's not the money in general.
It isn't the like me holding a $20 bill is going to make me happy. It's what that $20 bill turns into that makes you happy.
I think holding $20 would make a lot of people happier, regardless if they ever spend it.
Okay,
a lot of people just enjoy having money.
Fellas.
No, it's just, bro, after a certain amount of money, or after a certain amount of time, you realize that it's just, it's just a fucking piece of plastic. Like, dog.
I know you ain't rocking $2 billion in your bank account right now.
No, but if I look at a five, I'm gonna just be like, whatever, you know, like
if I got a $5 bill right now, I would be pleased.
I'd just be like, whatever.
Let's be real though. Let's be real.
$5 is not gonna buy you much, bro.
Billionaires can still be sad, depressed, lonely,
yeah,
have all this shit wrong with them, and still have that money to buy their happiness, quote unquote. So why haven't they done it yet? Right.
Money's
not gonna buy their happiness.
Like they have security, though. They got security. What's up?
Yeah, no, money doesn't
they're
buy
still sad.
All happiness.
they're still sad.
Haley, yeah, that's the entire question.
No,
can money buy happiness? That's the question.
Can money buy happiness? Yes, it can. Does it always? No.
No.
Can what? It? Oh my god.
That's just
how are you not getting
out?
This?
You guys are
no,
taking
not.
This question way
can
too
money
way
buy
too
happiness? It's supposed
okay.
to be a yes
can
or no
money
answer,
buy
bro.
Tapping out. We're
yes,
tapping
it can.
Out. We're tapping out.
Motherfucker turned a yes or no
out.
And said,
we're tapping
well,
out.
Know,
that's it. I'm cutting
like,
you guys
bro,
off.
What?
I'm cutting y'all off. That's it.
We're getting cut
finished.
Off.
Finished. You're getting cut
no,
off.
No, this is the best part of the podcast.
It's done.
Is blue a color?
It's done, guys.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Sometimes.
Yeah, no. Sometimes it's a feeling.
We're going to just keep repeating ourselves over and over again.
No,
listen, y'all.
Like, I just think you guys are taking the question a little bit too literally. Like, I don't mean money can buy happiness, as in if I have $1,000 in my bank account, I can instantly fix my life. It's just like the same kind of deal as like having good friends.
Question is if money can buy you happiness.
Yeah.
Like if what money can do for you, if that will make you permanently happy.
I think it can provide happiness. It can't fix your life in an instant.
Okay, so can money buy you happiness? Yes or no? without anything else, yes or no?
That's not the, it's not a yes or no.
Yes, it is.
It is a yes or no.
I'm saying no. What are you saying? Oh, but it can provide, like, no.
It's a yes or no question. Have you ever spent money and
Connor, just answer the question.
Let him talk. Jesus Christ. Have you ever bought an object in your life and been happy that you have the object?
For a total of 42 hours, yes.
Okay, but so did it provide you happiness?
Sure.
Yes, there you go.
I mean, so I can see that.
That's the end of the question.
That's not a cop-out. Can money buy you happiness? The answer for today will presume to be yes. Because in reality, if you don't look into the logistics of it, theoretically, money can buy you happiness. Not long-term, but short-term. And there you go.
Temporary happiness, sure.
Let's agree to disagree.
Temporary happiness.
And that's all the time we have for today, folks. That was the last.
I never said it was long-term,
such a difficult topic for the day. I mean, that's a great way to end it off. I already know this is going to last all night, you know? I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast as they talk in the background. I really hope you enjoyed, and you'll come back hopefully next season, and you want to watch the rest of our podcast and stuff like that. So thanks for everybody for watching, and have a great night, everybody. We will see you next
week.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.